If you're interested in attending Catholic worship, come consider the 10 o'clock a.m. Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. We're located just four blocks up from Soldiers Field Road at 43 Holton Street. You can check out our website at stanthonyallston.org. That's stanthonyallston.org. And come to the 10 o'clock Mass and experience our chanted Liturgy of the Eucharist every Sunday. Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask that your name be glorified as we finish this third week of ordinary time. Let us be filled with the Spirit as you call us to continue and grow in our faith, especially during this very unique year of 2024. Let us listen to St. Paul speaking to Timothy and be filled with a spirit of holiness that allows us to live our faith powerfully. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, we are here on another powerful day. Remember, yesterday was the conversion of St. Paul, and today is the memorial of Saints Timothy and Titus, bishops. So now we're beginning to see the church form. And so you have the apostles, and then you have the apostles start to form their successors. And so that first line of successors includes Timothy and Titus. And so we're starting to see that. So Paul is educating Timothy and Titus. In the case of the readings this morning, you have a choice between one that's written to Timothy and the other one that's written to Titus. But what he's doing is he's educating them how to live as bishops. Now, there's a powerful reading, and obviously I can't tell you which of the two readings you're going to have at Mass today because it's one or the other, but there's a powerful reading in 2 Timothy where we're reminded of something we also see in the book of Revelation, where Paul is calling Timothy to rekindle the gift of God that was put into, that is within him, through Paul's laying on of his hands. And that's something that we want to keep in mind, because this is something that St. Paul is saying to Timothy, to rekindle that within you. Now, we also know from the book of Revelation, there is that letter that says to return to your first love. And these two ideas are similar, that it can be very easy to get into a rut in our faith, whether we're Catholics or even other Christians. All of us can get into a rut, and it all becomes, you know, monotonous. Maybe that's not the right word, but it just becomes routine. And the routine can become monotonous. And so we always want to prevent that from happening, but that requires us to always be faithful in our prayer. One of the things I've said a few times, I was talking to some about it the other day, and that is the most dangerous thing that I can do is to not pray. Now, I'll be honest with you. I have an old saying: when I'm really, really sick, which is rare, I haven't seen that happen since before COVID. But when I've been really, really sick, one of the things I'll be like so sick I can't do much, I'll say to the Lord, you know, if you wanted me to pray today, you wouldn't have made me sick, which is an excuse. I will say that. But, you know, once in a while, I mean, that happens. But one of the important things to keep in mind is the most dangerous thing that I can do is not to pray. And the second most dangerous thing, maybe even the most dangerous thing I could do is not to pray for 2 days in a row, because then that becomes three and four and five. And it's really dangerous if we're going to live our faith to not be people of prayer. And one of the things we do want to do is we want to rekindle our faith. We want to return to those days. Maybe not the naivete we might feel we had in those early days, but definitely the spirit that we had in those early days, whenever it was. I remember when I was a sailor and I converted, reverted is the term used, I returned to the church. And I look at some of those days and I was praying every day. Sometimes I was singing and everything else. I don't necessarily do that today, although I do make sure I do some form of a holy hour pretty much every day. It's rare that I will skip it. I even on my days off, although it's easy to skip it on a day off, but even on a day off, I will often stop at a church and do my holy hour there. I've told you before, one of the places I like to go to is St. Anne's Shrine right there in, I forget the name of the place. It's part of Sturbridge. Saying it's right there on Route 20. If you continue through Sturbridge, you'll eventually find that. What's it, Fisdale? It's one of those, it's part of Sturbridge, but it's called something else, Fisdale. So, and because we always want to work on rekindling our faith to keep it that we're always living alive in our faith. And that is so incredibly important. We're going to talk more on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight, which is part of the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WEZE 590 AM. And you can also hear us on your favorite podcast platform. Look for Catholic Audio Media, all one word, and you will find it on your favorite podcast platform. Unless you're on Spotify, then it's Catholic Audio Media, three words. You know, I have a suggestion for you. If you really want to attend Mass at St. Anthony Parish, you want to experience what we do, and might come and say, gee, I can really help, you know, build this parish, be part of that effort to build the parish. I'd like to extend to you a standing invitation to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass every single Sunday. That, by the way, is our chanted Mass. We even chant the Our Father. So if you're looking for a church to call home and you weren't sure about which one you want to experience, you just want to come and say, gee, I want to see what Mass is like at St. Anthony, the standing invitation allows you to do just that. Now, I understand there's a misconception about Catholic churches, and you may feel that they don't want my presence, they want my money. No, we want your presence. So here's what I'm going to ask you to do. If you feel some self-conscious when the collection basket comes around, all I want you to do is write the word radio down on a piece of paper and put that into the collection. Now, that only goes for St. Anthony Parish in Alston. So if you don't currently call a local parish home and you want to sit in on a Sunday Mass, this standing invitation is for you. Come on down to St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Alston, Massachusetts, 02134. And remember, we are conveniently located just a stone's throw from Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. So we're keeping that information there, that we are looking at what St. Paul is saying to Timothy and Titus to rekindle that original spirit of conversion that you have. That's an important thing to keep in mind. You don't want to be in a rut. You don't want to be into, I got to pray, I'll do it tomorrow. You don't want to be lost in that. You don't want to be, I don't need to go to church this way. You don't want to be lost in that. But you really want to understand this rekindling of the faith. Now, an important thing to keep in mind as well, and this is important, is notice what St. Paul is talking about. If you look this up in your favorite daily missal or uscbible.usccb.org, you can see that he's calling Timothy to live a spirit of power and love and self-control. So he's really calling him to be committed to the mission of spreading the message, which, by the way, let's be reminded, that is the prophecy, to spread the message of the truth of God coming to save his people. And keep that in mind, not only is that the prophecy, so he's asking him to be united in that spirit of the prophecy that goes all the way back to the prophets and before. In both Israel and Judah. So it's that idea that there is one God and live that message. Now, I've mentioned before, one of the most powerful things to do to live the message is how you live your life. That's one of the powerful ways the prophets preached. We can always talk about them going out and saying words and preaching the God. And yes, that's true. But they also would have done through So they would have done so through their lives. And there's something else to look at as well. And this is not in the Bible per se, but it's clearly there. Okay, so they finish preaching. You know, people came up and asked to speak to them. This is an important consideration. This is not in the Bible. But you know, after Paul finished preaching, or Timothy, or Titus, or Jesus, or the other apostles, or whatever the case may be, you know, people would have come up afterwards and said, well, tell me more about what you meant here. And, you know, one of the important things to keep in mind is I'm sure they would stay and talk to them as much as they would. And I'm going to tell you a reason why. I always remember a good line from Jesus, where he talks about that if you look at the way the people are in the world, and notice the way that they act for whatever cause that they're doing, that the people of the light need to do the same thing. I learned this a long time ago about the musical group Metallica. I don't know if they still do it, but and I'm sure they do, is they would stay and sign records and whatever to the very last fan. So if they would do something like that, and we'd say, well, Paul would never do that, well, that's silly. Of course, he'd sit there and he'd talk to people and ask people, and they would ask him and he would answer questions. So would Jesus, so would the apostles after Pentecost. And so know that happened with that excitement of rekindling that faith. We're going to talk more on Monday. Have yourself a blessed day.
I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online on the free apps or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. Remember, when you're looking for a place to attend Mass, and if you don't already attend Mass at your local parish, come to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. We're located at 43 Holton Street in Alston, just a few blocks up from Soldiers Field Road. And you can check us out, come to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass, and come to experience our Catholic worship at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts.